You Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump has followed through on his promise of new tariffs on imports. More from CBS's Erica Brown.
It's a big deal. This is the beginning of making America rich again.
President Trump signed two proclamations Monday evening imposing 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports.
It's 25% without exceptions or exemptions, and that's all countries, no matter where it comes from.
The president says more tariffs will be announced in the next 2 days.
Trump is warning Hamas to release all of its hostages by Saturday noon, or in his words, all hell will break out.
I'd say they ought to be returned by 12 o'clock on Saturday, and if they're not returned, all of them, not in drips and drabs, not two and one and three and four and two.
Hamas says it's delaying any more hostage releases because Israel has violated terms of the ceasefire. The Justice Department has told prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Justice Department's order directs that the case be dismissed without prejudice. It comes after months of speculation that President Trump's Justice Department would take steps to end the criminal case against Mayor Adams, who was accused of accepting bribes of free or discounted travel and illegal campaign contributions. In a statement, his office says, despite a lot of fanfare and sensational claims, ultimately there was no evidence presented that he broke any laws ever.
Adams was accused of accepting those gifts and contributions from Turkish officials in return for favorable treatment in New York. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is expected to accept a plea deal after being accused of fraudulently raising money for a southern border wall. Here's CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
It has been reported that Steve Bannon plans to plead guilty today in exchange for no prison time. However, we won't fully know what's going to happen until we are in that courtroom.
South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace has taken the unusual step of taking a personal issue to the House floor, accusing South Carolina's top prosecutor of slow-walking her claim that her former fiancé abused her and other women.
I was given a victim's rights advocate 10 months, 2 weeks, and 6 days later.
Mace says she gave photo and video evidence to investigators. The attorney general's office says her claims of misconduct are categorically false. A big storm is dropping snow from southern Missouri to western Virginia, with Washington up next. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Winter storm warnings in effect for the D.C. metro area. We start to see conditions deteriorate beginning with the evening commute tonight and then really getting worse in the overnight hours.
S&P futures down 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 4 inches on the low end, 9 on the higher. Southeastern Wisconsin will be under a winter storm watch tomorrow. It'll run from the morning to late tomorrow night, with potential snowfall totals between 4 and 9 inches. The storm could impact travel, especially during the evening commute. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Mount Pleasant pavement is getting busted up, which will cause some shutdowns. A stormwater drainage project next week will have Deerfield Road closed between Chapel Lane and Newman Road. The following week, Newman will close between Northwestern Avenue and Deerfield. Drivers are being told to plan ahead and to use Emerson Road as an alternative route during the closures. The Amber Alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been expanded to Missouri. Investigators say she's with Gary Day, the 40-year-old father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. An arrest warrant is active as police think the pair may be traveling through Missouri en route to Arkansas. And the governor was in Racine yesterday to talk about kids. Evers spoke at the Acelero Learning Center on Mound, with education the top topic. Read all about his visit at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephen Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening. slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough. And then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves getting threes off, second opportunities. And then, obviously, the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today. So, you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few flurries this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine try to poke through this afternoon. Our high today, right around 21. We have some snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, and it could be heavy with 6 or more inches of accumulation possible. There's a winter storm watch. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
I had a donut. I had a donut before I came on stage. I was with a friend last week. I was like, you want to get a donut? He was like, I'm not hungry. I'm like, what does that have to do with it? As if there's ever been a good reason to eat a donut. Well, doctor says I need more powdered sugar in my diet. Donuts are bad for you. And according to my health nut wife, they're not appropriate for a trail mix. I'm just on a different trail, right? Mine leads to the emergency room. That joke will be even funnier when I die from cardiac arrest. That's why I didn't laugh. Donuts are all about taste. In Los Angeles, there's a place called Yum Yum Donuts. It's like, what do you need the IQ of one to find that appealing? Yum Yum. Me like Yum Yum. It's like, who's the target audience, cavemen? I know two things, yellow fireball, rising sky, and Yum Yum Donuts. Yum Yum Donuts, Yum Yum.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy,
Sebastian, Love and Spoonful, do you believe in magic? 609, local news. And time this hits WRJN. Well, congratulations, yeah, to our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts winner, Nick Bashour from Gurnee. He'll be enjoying the Sweets, Jewelry, Flowers, Romance CD, and Hermits in the Association concert tickets. Again, congratulations to Nick Bashour from Gurnee. And we want to thank our sponsors, Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine, the folks who really love you, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here on this, what is today, Tuesday morning. Felt like Thursday already. We have some cloudy skies expected today. Chance of a slight chance. Highs near, what does that say, 24? Whoa. Cloudy tonight, lows 19. Then snow coming in tomorrow, 3 to 5 inches possible with a high near 29. Now, the reason the totals are a little higher, you hear in the news, because tomorrow night, expect a few more inches of snow. So when it's all said and done, it'll be pretty hefty. Currently, it's cloudy and 18 degrees right here at Radio Park. It's 6:10, local news, timeless hits with Neil Diamond and...
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know.
Diamond, Cracklin' Rosie, local news, timeless hits at WRJN 613. Looking for cloudy weather today, a slight chance of snow tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, 3 to 5 inches of snow expected tomorrow. Currently cloudy and 18 degrees right here at Radio. Did it say 19 degrees? This is 19. Cloudy and 19 degrees now at Radio Park. And don't forget, be listening tomorrow morning between 8:30 and 9 a.m. I'll have great concert announcements to make and some tickets to give away for the show, too. Details tomorrow morning. Right here with me on WRJN. So, did you wake up yesterday morning, pull yourself together and force yourself to go to work? Or did you suddenly come down with that bug that's been going around, Super Bowlitis? According to the annual survey, an estimated 22.6 million Americans planned to miss work yesterday, Super Bowl Monday. That's up from 16.1 million the previous year. It also breaks the previous record from 2023 of 18.8 million. What is so hard to get up for work after the Super Bowl the next day? I mean, what, you drink yourself into a stupor? You couldn't get it. What is so difficult to get? You ever have a busy day before and you get up the next morning and go to work? I don't know. That befuddles me. It's 6:19. Local news, timeless hits for you. With the Beach Boys, God Only Knows. Again, cloudy, slight chance of snow today. 3 to 5 inches of snow expected tomorrow. Right now, cloudy and 19 degrees right here in Radio Park.
I may not always love you, But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Knows 617 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, here's a new thought for you. A study found traffic jams are making us fatter. We're more likely to eat fast food when traffic is bad, especially for dinner, because we think it's because you know you're getting home late, so you just don't feel like cooking, so you go get some fatty food. That's a good excuse, by the way. You seem to be putting on some pounds, dear. Well, honey, I'm in traffic lately. That's why I'm getting fat. See? See how that works? All right, let's, he's back. he was under the weather for a few days. Pete Schwabe is back now with the entertainment beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. What better time to announce new concert dates than after a couple billion people saw your Super Bowl halftime performance? Kendrick Lamar is doing just that as he announced new dates of his grand national tour, where he will be joined by SZA, who also joined him for part of the show at Super Bowl 59. The tour starts in April and tickets go on sale as early as this coming weekend. One of the great things about being homesick is you get to catch up on TV to the point where you're sick of it. But the least I could do is pass along a recommendation or two. If you like a good thriller, check out Don't Move. The film is directed by Sam Raimi and is about a girl who faces becoming completely incapacitated after being drugged as she tries to escape a predator in the woods. The film is only an hour and a half long and constantly moves. Really solid new film from Sam Raimi that you can check out on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa. Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where it's time for moron news. Two idiots in Missouri got caught with meth after pulling over to ask the cops for directions. What's worse is, turns out they were already in the town they were trying to get to. That's good stuff. This is moron news. It's Tom Jones, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady.
that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about a little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, oh, Lord, she's a lady.
She's a lady, Tom Jones, local news, Tamla Sids, and WRJN at 6:27. Be listening tomorrow morning between 8:30 and 9. I'll have a great concert announcement to make and some tickets to give away for the show, too. Details tomorrow morning with me right here on WRJN. But right now, I've got the big O, Dream Baby at WRJN.
Sweet Dream Baby.
Orbison, Dream Baby, 6:29, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. 102-year-old lady Eagles fan named Eloise Brown got to go to the Super Bowl the other day. She lived in Philadelphia her whole life. The team surprised her with news last week and told her they were bringing her along to New Orleans for the big game. I guess being there worked big time, right? On a related note, the Never Miss a Super Bowl Club is still at it. The three surviving members of the club, ages 88, 85, and 82, all made it to Sunday's game. They've gone to every Super Bowl since the first one back in 1967. Okay, ladies, keep it going. 6:30, exactly. Let's check news now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 4 inches on the low end, 9 on the higher. Southeastern Wisconsin will be under a winter storm watch tomorrow. It'll run from the morning to late tomorrow night, with potential snowfall totals between 4 and 9 inches. The storm could impact travel, especially during the evening commute. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Mount Pleasant pavement is getting busted up, which will cause some shutdowns.
A stormwater drainage project next week will have Deerfield Road closed between Chapel Lane and Newman Road. The following week, Newman will close between Northwestern Avenue and Deerfield. Drivers are being told to plan ahead and to use Emerson Road as an alternative route during the closures. The Amber Alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been expanded to Missouri. Investigators say she's with Gary Day, the 40-year-old father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. An arrest warrant is active as police think the pair may be traveling through Missouri en route to Arkansas. And the governor was in Racine yesterday to talk about kids. Evers spoke at the Acelero Learning Center on Mound, with education the top topic. Read all about his visit at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin potato growers faced a little lower yield in 2024, but that might be a good thing for us. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. That's the word from Brian Lee. He is in charge of sales and transportation at Oak Gray Family Farms in Plover. He said their production last year was down about 25% compared to the massive crop they harvested in 2023. But he says overall, that's not bad.
Storage conditions, you know, quality coming out of the storage right now is really good, but this year we did not have to pile so high because the yields were down, so that keeps the pressure bruising down and everything like that, so which is nice, and that's a good thing to have too. We like that, no pressure bruising, because then our, you know, when we grade the potatoes, we're throwing out more than we want to, you know, but so the pressure bruising's down and everything coming out of storage quality wise is really good this year for everybody, just because the storage, you know, the amount was down, yields were down.
Brian Lee, in charge of sales and transportation at Oak Gray Family Farms in Plover. Again, yields last year down about 25%, but the quality of the potatoes coming out of storage, excellent.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a Heads Up seed treatment.
Innovation.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And if you're looking at a spring beautification project, well, guess what? The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources might be able to help. They've announced they've got two-year-old oak seedlings available for purchase. The seedlings are from Wisconsin's Wilson State Nursery and are ready to plant. The seedlings are available because of a high-quality acorn crop they harvested in 2022. Many of the one-year-old seedlings were purchased last year. Others were grown for another year. That means there's a bumper crop of two-year-old seedlings ready to go. You can find details on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or the Wisconsin DNR website. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
A few flurries this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine try to poke through this afternoon. Our high today right around 21. We have some snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, and it could be heavy with 6 or more inches of accumulation possible. There's a winter storm watch. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
I don't eat well. I like buying donuts. I feel bad for the donut ladies because people can't make up their mind in these places. Okay. I'm looking around. All right. I need a dozen donuts. Oh, you have a lot of donuts. Okay, I'm gonna start with 4 chocolate. I want 2 Twisty Goos. I want a lemon Twitter. I want a raspberry puff. I want a honey curl. And 2 chocolate. No, one. Put it back. I want a Bavarian apple crunch. Get the ladder. Hey. Why don't you go outside and think it over, huh?
It's a big decision. Can't blow donut day. But the donut ladies have learned how to get back at you. They do the subtraction for you in front of the other customers, make you look like an idiot. You go in there, yeah, I'd like a dozen donuts. I'll start with 7 chocolate. You have 5 left. Oh.
Local news, 10 less hits, WRJN. Cloudy, slight chance of snow today with a high near 24. Cloudy, lows 19 tonight, 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow with a high near 29. Right now, cloudy, 19 degrees right here at Radio Park, where we're offering our congratulations to our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts winner, Nick Bashore of Gurnee. He'll be enjoying the sweets, jewelry, flowers, romance CD, and Herman's Hermits and the Association concert tickets. Thanks to Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits, timeless gifts from your Valentine. Nobody loves you like we do right here at WRJN. We really do love you. Yeah, that's why we're here every morning for you. It's 6:39, local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the 5 Americans, Western Union.
Things went wrong today, bad news came away. I woke up to find, oh, I had blew my mind. Western Union man, bad news in his hand. Knocking at my door, selling me a score. A telegram I didn't need. Says she doesn't care no more. Think I'll throw it on the floor. Got your cable
Americans Western Union, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. That song was on a record label called ABNAC Records, A-B-N-A-K Records. It looked very familiar, almost like Atlantic Records did back in the 1960s and 70s. Except ABNAC Records was started by a guy in Dallas, Texas, mainly for his son to record on. And they did accept other groups, and their only big hit was that one, Western Union by the Five Americans. But I always thought it was a subsidiary of, like, Atlantic Records. This guy basically took the Atlantic Records logo and used it for his own benefit. That was interesting. 642, local, only probably to me, local news and tablet sits at WRJN, where it's odd but true time. Colgate started selling a line of frozen dinners back in 1982, but they failed miserably because people associated their logo with toothpaste, not good food. Kind of like if Charmin started selling candy or Drano started selling soda. You probably wouldn't buy it because of the name, right? They got to change the name for it to be successful. Voice and Heart now. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. We were so close, but closer, and it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing.
Said to WRJN, cloudy, slight chance of snow with a high near 24 today. Cloudy tonight, lows 19. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow. Could be more, they say. Highs near 29. Currently cloudy, 19 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, if your home doesn't have enough outlets, you're probably using power strips, right? That's fine, as long as none of this stuff is plugged into one. Here are 10 things you should never plug into a power strip because it could overheat and cause a fire. Refrigerators, they're one of the biggest power draws in your home. They can overload a power strip real easily. Microwaves, they take a huge amount of wattage to run. Coffee makers, toasters, slow cookers, any appliance that heats up will draw a lot of power. Air conditioners, they use a ton of wattage, especially when they switch on. Air care appliances, washing machines, portable heaters, again, takes a lot of electricity to heat something up. Power tools, they make industrial power strips, you can use them. They're a little more expensive, but at least your house won't catch fire. Gaming equipment, and another power strip. Daisy chaining is dangerous because it overloads the strip that's plugged into the wall, could trip a breaker or worse, start a fire. Just be careful when you're playing around with electricity. I know that stuff always scares me. It's 646 local news. Timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain. And every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street. Because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
belong to me.
December.
You're the present in my Christmas tree.
Sadaga, Calendar Girl, local news, timeless hit, 652 at WRJN. Be listening tomorrow morning between 8:30 and 9. I'll have great concert news for you. We have a major announcement to make and tell you how you can win some tickets to the concert as well. Details coming up tomorrow morning with me right here at WRJN. Hey, remember Cuba Gooding Jr., who won an Academy Award for Jerry Maguire? Yeah. His father's in this group. Cuba Gooding Sr., main ingredient, everybody plays the fool.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody.
Everybody plays the fool. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. All right, we've got some cloudy weather on tap today. Chance of snow with a high near 24. Cloudy tonight, lows 19. And for tomorrow, right now they're saying 3 to 5 inches of snow. Nighttime, there'll be some more tomorrow night. But for the daytime, 3 to 5 inches with a high near 29. Currently, it's cloudy down to 17 degrees. Now at Radio Park. Now, we've been talking recently about the YMCA on downtown Racine that closed, and they're going to wind up tearing it down. There was a documentary made called The Lakefront, the third YMCA. Well, here's some news for you. This is the end of an era. This is really the end. The world's very first YMCA will shut down for good this Friday. It opened in London 180 years ago, back in 1844. It's being turned into a luxury hotel. At least they're not tearing it down. Whoa, that's the first one, 180 years ago. Wow. It's 6:57. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here and I got the Buckinghams. I think they're going to be in concert somewhere. I saw them in the news recently. Don't you care?
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you?
Buckinghams, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Got a survey here. They found some of the craziest ways people to quit their jobs. Here's some of them. Guy threw a brick through a window with the words "I quit" written on it. A woman said she was going out to buy some new boots, never came back. This woman baked a cake with a resignation letter written on top of the cake, and this is my favorite. This guy hired a marching band to come in and accompany him while he announced he was leaving. Now that's going out with a bit of class. And 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's get news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump tells Hamas, release the hostages or else. Here's correspondent Naomi Ruckham.
President Trump has issued an ultimatum to Hamas, demanding the remaining Israeli hostages be released.
They ought to be returned by 12 o'clock on Saturday. And after that, I would say, all hell is going to break out.
The threat followed the terror group's announcement that it would delay the next hostage release, accusing Israel of violating their ceasefire agreement. Israeli officials say their military is now on high alert.
Mr. Trump has followed through on his promise 25% tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, saying foreign countries may retaliate, but that would be a mistake.
We're the piggy bank, but if we don't do this, we won't be the piggy bank for long.
Vice President Vance has told